Tennessee is the latest state to adopt a bill that's seen as discriminatory toward the LGBT community. The governor there, Bill Haslam, signed a new law yesterday that allows mental health counselors and therapists to refuse to treat patients based on religious objections or personal beliefs. In Missouri, a proposed constitutional amendment to shield clergy and business owners from punishment if they refuse to participate in same-sex weddings failed in the legislature. And in Texas, businesses are gearing up to fight against similar bills expected soon in the Lone Star State. Ashley Lopez from Here Now contributor KUT in Austin reports.
There have been times lately where economic arguments against so-called religious freedom laws have won out. Just this month, Georgia's Republican Governor Nathan Deal vetoed a bill that would have given legal protection to businesses that deny services to LGBT people. The veto came after backlash from LGBT groups and the business community.
Our actions on House Bill 757 are not just about protecting the faith-based community or providing business-friendly climate for job growth in Georgia. I believe it is about the character of our state and the character of our people.
And this wasn't a one-off. In 2013, Republican Arizona Governor Jan Brewer vetoed a similar bill at the urging of business leaders like the Super Bowl host committee and the CEO of American Airlines.
I sincerely believe that Senate Bill 1062 has the potential to create more problems than it purports to solve.
When governors do sign these bills into law, though, reaction from companies has been pretty swift. PayPal recently canceled plans to open a new global operations center in North Carolina after a bathroom bill that activists say discriminates against the transgender community was signed into law. But businesses in Texas want to make sure the message that these bills are bad for the economy is loud and clear back home.
It's Texas. There's kind of a soundproof dome over the state of Texas. If you don't say it in Texas about Texas, some folks don't hear it.
That's Jessica Shortall with Texas Competes. Her group is working to create a unified voice in the Texas business community that says LGBT inclusion will ensure the state's already strong economy stays that way. And it's not like there's any bills to fight yet. The state legislature meets every other year, so lawmakers won't be considering legislation until January.
These businesses are doing this proactively, which is, I think, kind of a hallmark of why the Texas economy is so strong and why the businesses here are so strong is that they are very good at staying ahead.
Shortall says the group publicly launched in 2015 with about 100 companies pledging. She says now Texas Competes has more than 860 companies pledging support for an LGBT-friendly climate in Texas. That includes big employers here such as Dell, American Airlines, Texas Instruments, and Whole Foods, which are all headquartered in Texas. And Shortall explains all these companies believe this is in their own self-interest.
That's really because the best business and economic development leaders are futurists, and they're looking at changing attitudes and public perception and what have you. And what they were seeing was really clear that in order to stay competitive, Texas really had to change its brand to one that is welcoming to LGBT people.
But Republican leaders are not on the same page, at least not yet. They've asked their colleagues in the state house to look into legislation next year protecting religious freedom when it comes to things like adoption and shielding government workers who say performing certain job duties would violate their beliefs. And most recently, the state's lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick, said he would support a state law for single-sex bathrooms. For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Lopez in Austin.